Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We've got Bob Chapman joining us coming up in an hour and a half to break down what's happening in the world economy from the International Forecaster. Then we have Dr. Paul Craig Roberts coming up in the fourth hour today after Mr. Chapman leaves us, of course, former editor at the Wall Street Journal, former head of policy, Department of the Treasury, father of Reaganomics, a true conservative. He'll be joining us to go over basically what we're facing as a society and where he sees the economy going as well, and what this big January surprise is that Biden and Powell and prime ministers and presidents around the world are saying they all know about, but we don't know about. Bob Chapman says he thinks he's got intel, and he was, of course, in military intel before he was the largest gold and silver broker in the United States. That he knows what the big surprise is specifically. And so we'll be talking about that with him coming up, as I said, an hour and a half. I have been aware of Rahm Emanuel for, well, since 1995 when I really got informed, started getting informed. I was politically active in college. And I would say more informed than, say, the average Joe, but I was still kind of in the left-right paradigm, kind of like a mainline Ron Paul supporter. And early on, I learned who the enemy of the Republic was, a great enemy, a kind of a new type, a new generation of a George Shultz super gopher for the New World Order, or a Henry Kissinger, or as a Zbigniew Brzezinski, and that's Rahm Emanuel. He is a total anti-gunner. He wants to ban Americans owning firearms, basically. He spearheaded the assault weapons ban. He spearheaded NAFTA and GATT. He is the man that gets jobs done. And he is sworn to get our guns. That's the new chief of staff. They're talking about a bunch of other appointments. It looks really bad, folks. And I don't want to be associated with the really just mindless, hateful, and by hateful, a lot of them have attacked me and made stuff up or exaggerated or twisted things I've said, and they all fight with each other, and so that's a distasteful group as well. But at the same time, I'm a USA First guy and a Second Amendment guy, number one, and a First Amendment guy. I mean, that comes first for me, and I just got to say it. I mean, it was one thing with the last administration, and I was hoping it was a fluke and was going to stop. But, I mean, come on, folks. Every key person in the Bush administration and now in this next administration just so happened to be the sons and daughters of the founders of Israel and Mossad chiefs and people, and they're openly not even really U.S. citizens, and they openly are at the head of the table in anti-gun operations in the U.S., and I'm sick of it. I mean, Rahm Emanuel's been in the Israeli military. He gets up on news and says he's Israel first, and I've had enough of it. I mean, I am really getting sick of it. I am really getting tired of it. Now, I'm against Schwarzenegger being a foreigner, and he's over here anti-gun, and he also wants all these carbon taxes and the rest of it, so, you know, it's the same thing. I'm sick of it, but we don't have, you know, Austrians in every, you know, major power position. British intel's deeply infiltrated and got their people everywhere, too. And that's bad, but, I mean, I just can't take it anymore, folks. I just can't take it anymore. I mean, Israel gets all this money from the U.S. to buy their citizens M16s, which is fine with me. I'm all for citizens anywhere being armed, but then I can't have my guns? I mean, everything the United States has done for Israel, and then we have to turn our guns in because Israel says so, so we can be good little slaves to the New World Order? Oh, God, help us.
High gasoline prices got you down? Is your vehicle not getting the mileage it used to? Poor quality gasoline and the addition of ethanol plugs your fuel injectors and slowly robs fuel economy. Mechanics charge up to $300 to clean your fuel system. Save your money. Add just one bottle of Protecta Complete Fuel System Treatment to clean your fuel system to a like new condition in only one tankful, and improve your mileage for up to 6 months. Safe for all cars, Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner reduces emissions by up to 19%, and that's something we can all live with. Order Protecta Complete Fuel System Cleaner today for only $9.95, and receive Protecta Synthetic Engine Treatment free. That's a $13.95 value. Protecta Engine Treatment also comes with a 200,000-mile limited warranty on your engine. Order now at oilcompanysecret.com. That's oilcompanysecret.com. Or call 888-873-7371. That's 888-873-7371.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Please sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
Do you know that there's treason going on? You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
life. Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at Infowars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Lead from solder and copper pipes, mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
There have been prominent PhD historical scholars, scores of them, in the last few years have gotten a lot of attention, writing books and articles and white papers about the undue influence that Israel has over United States politics on both the left and the right, one of the most powerful lobbies. You also have the oil lobby and the defense lobby and the banking lobby, but Israel is key at the heart of, or at least in large sectors of those groups as well. And I've made films about it, and I've made a film about the USS Liberty. You know, it's in Terror Storm, and we've had a lot of guests on that have covered it. We haven't made it our only issue and the only thing we've talked about, and so we've been criticized for that. But criticism never affects my stance on things. I always go with what I believe is right and cover the information that I believe is the most accurate. And unfortunately, a lot of the people criticizing Israel do it in such an unsavory, childlike manner that it really aids a lot of the corruption we see coming out of Israel and undue influence over our political process. And that's why, going back to the 20s, there are a lot of documents, books have been written on this by major professors, a lot of them Jewish, Zionist handbooks about go out, stir up anti-Semitism, get people to attack the general Jewish public so that they will then support what the inner group is doing. you know, to quote, get our people on in line, as they say. They say, to get our people in line, we need to go out and stir up and foster and support anti-Semitism. And then that actually compacts the group more psychologically, gets more people who are, you know, not involved in the larger criminal syndicate to go along with what's happening. And every major nation, every major group throughout history organizes itself along what you could call organized crime lines. The British Empire, the U.S. Empire, the German Empire, the French Empire, the Dutch Empire. I mean, we're just stating the way systems operate. And generally, most empires have been racially based or religiously based. You know, the Roman Empire was about Romans, not even so much people from Italy. What is Italy today? But the Roman city-state itself, and most people who live in Italy, even if they were of the same bloodlines as the Roman aristocracy, they were still slaves. And later, they were all made Roman citizens. And then the Gauls and the Germans and others were made Roman citizens, and then Rome collapsed. So that's how things are based. And, you know, from a historical view and from an anthropology view, I understand it. And I see it for what it is. But I'm not going to, you know, it's one thing to have powerful elements of the Israeli lobby all over the Bush administration and to have them being, you know, some of the most energetic cheerleaders for the Patriot Act and torture and police state measures and warrantless spying. That's bad. But to now have Rahm Emanuel, whose father was one of the head terrorists that founded Israel, and Rahm Emanuel himself is in the Israeli military, Israeli intelligence, dual citizen. I mean, I'd be against having the chief of staff be British and openly have worked for the British government. I would be against Arnold Schwarzenegger being in this cabinet, which they're talking about doing. It's bad. On its face, it's wrong. On its face, it stinks to high heaven. And in Haaretz, in the Jerusalem Post, in the agency French press, these are the headlines. Obama's choice for chief of staff puts Israel's man in the White House. And that's the headline in Israel. You know, we run the White House. We've got the White House. I mean, but then as an American citizen, I'm not supposed to mention that. I'm supposed to just sit down and shut up and go along with that. Now, to add insult to injury here, I mean, do you need to have questionable birth, or, you know, have your lineage in this country be about a centimeter deep like Obama to be president now? Do you have to not be born here and say that you want to be a Hitler dictator to be a governor? Do you have to be an open, you know, Mossad officer like Chertoff or Mukasey or Rahm Emanuel? I mean, do you have to be a foreigner to run our government? I mean, it's not enough that Israeli government runs the company that does 98% of caller ID and phone tracking in the nation? That's been mainstream news. Is it not enough that Israel has the sole contract to, quote, guard the nuclear weapons? Our own government doesn't even have control of them. Is it not enough that Israel had fingerprints all over 9/11? Is it not enough that all of this is going on, but this guy, this Rahm Emanuel and a bunch of other people they're talking about appointing now, is the anti-gunner. I mean, he's on record saying ban basically all rifles, ban assault weapons, make you turn in semi-automatic rifles, handguns, ban 308, ban 223, ban 50 cal, register all American gun owners. Handgun Control Incorporated says their plan is the abolition of private ownership of guns. They said that in an article in 1999 attacking me in the Statesman. They said, well, don't worry. We've got your kids. They even bragged in the local paper. They said, we have your children in the schools. And let me tell you something. I take great offense at Rahm Emanuel and the Israeli lobby coming in here and basically running the gun control lobby in this country. That's very dangerous, ladies and gentlemen, to have any foreign nation moving in and taking over the intelligence operations of this criminal government and openly pushing gun control. And that crosses the line. That crosses the line. And I have to be very careful how I approach this, though, because I am not going to feed in to tribalism. I am not going to, because if you approach this and do it in a nasty way, it actually empowers all of this race politics and religious stuff. And I'm not going to do it. I'm just going to state the facts, and that's why we put out about 6-7 articles by Kurt Nimmo and Paul Watson and Steve Watson in the last 48 hours exposing all of this, and we're going to do more of it. As if everything else I do isn't dangerous enough. The Republic comes first. And the Second Amendment comes first. It comes above my life and my name and my reputation. It comes first. And Rahm Emanuel is also wanting the Violent Radicalization Act passed. He's the guy trying to pass hate laws, which will restrict free speech in America. They didn't end up to come after the Second Amendment to disarm us to be good little slaves, little compliant slaves. As foreign domination of our government is flaunted in our face. But now, our First Amendment has to go. And the same groups are at the forefront pushing censoring the web, Lieberman and everybody else, and censoring free speech. And federally, he wants a domestic MI5. He's the author of, go back to Clinton, when it all started with the Secure Corps, part of AmeriCorps. It's Rahm Emanuel who wants the million Stasi Tattle Brigade. I mean, he wants to restrict free speech openly. He wants to ban your guns openly. He wants a million-person tattletale squad openly. And he is a foreign intelligence operative of a foreign nation. I mean, does the humiliation of this country get any worse? Could it be any deeper? Could it be any more humiliating? He also, in his congressional run, has got more Wall Street money than any other person running for Congress in history. This is just one of these people. And so we see moving in the defense lobby, the banking lobby, and the Israeli lobby more than ever. More than ever. The executive branch is nothing but a nozzle to suck up the wealth and the treasury of this country and offshore it. The Congress is completely ceremonial. And until we start admitting the Congress has handed over its authority, was threatened with martial law when they were getting 1,000-to-1 phone calls against the banker takeover bill, and they did it because they know they're threatened with martial law, they're threatened with the media destroying them. They are ceremonial. They have been cowed. They are afraid because they know they'll be killed, they'll be set up, they'll be destroyed. They know that. This country is now under total darkness. This nation is now completely and totally under international crime syndicate control. A consortium of wicked robber barons, black nobility, that is the old royal families of Europe, intermarried and interbred with the Rothschilds and the Rockefellers. I mean, go read the newspapers. It's all admitted right there. They don't even hide this stuff. And so if Agency French Press and Jerusalem Post can run headlines with Israel's man in the White House, I mean, go read it for yourself up on InfoWars.com, BusinessBot.com. I would be against that, period. Having these people openly say, oh, I work for the Mossad. I mean, the Attorney General, Mukasey, the Homeland Security Director, Chertoff, his mother and father, both founders of Israel and Mossad. And he openly says, Israel first. And then we have Rahm Emanuel and all these other people, and they don't even care. They just say, yeah. Yeah. And we're going to take your guns. And you know what? The churches, the Zionist churches, the mainline Christians, the phony Christians. I'm a Christian. People misunderstood what I said yesterday. I said these phony Christians saying lay down, wait for the rapture. And FEMA and Homeland Security hiring 24,000 preachers to go around and give their flocks sermons saying, turn your guns in, submit to government. And they've got the heads of major denominations on TV saying it right now. I mean, folks, this is life and death now. This government is totally bankrupt and totally criminal. And now the mindless left, who could see the police state under Bush, they're now completely blind and cheerleading Obama, the new puppet who runs nothing.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijacker's ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Scores of newspapers are reporting gun sales are the highest they've ever been. The people know. This is the New York Times, Kirk Johnson, on concerns over gun control, I mean disarming the slaves. Gun sales are up. Sales of handguns, rifles, ammunition have surged in the last week, according to gun store owners around the nation, who describe a wave of buyers' concerns that Obama administration will curtail their rights to bear arms. Well, yeah, the top consultant and the man openly who got the assault weapons ban through is the new chief of staff. He's a gun snatcher, said Jim Pruitt, owner of Jim Pruitt's Guns and Ammo in Northeast Houston. He'll get hit by BATF now, which was packed with shoppers on Thursday. He wants to take our guns from us. Remember, he said we're clutching them. He's going to take them. He wants to take our guns from us and create a socialist society policed by his own police force. The American giant is rising, folks, added Mr. Pruitt, a former radio personality. He said that a president-elect Barack Obama, Mr. Pruitt, said the sales of last Saturday, just before Election Day, ran about seven times higher than a typical Good Saturday. A spot check by reporters in four other states easily found Mr. Pruitt's comments echoed from both sides of the counter. I called several gun shops I know yesterday. They said they've never had sales like this. David Nelson, a co-owner of Montana Ordnance and Supply in Missoula, Montana, said his buyers were awake and aware to see a dangerous trend. And by the way, this isn't Russia and the Bolsheviks. You're not getting the guns. You understand? But you can't help it. You're going to go ahead and push. And I just feel sorry for all the... Man, before I go any further, I watched News 8 Austin for 40 minutes this morning on the treadmill at home, and it was all brainwashing of the children. They had some Mexican mafia trying to rob some store, and one of them shot at the cops, and they killed him. That's good. I'm all for them defending themselves. And then the two of them ran off, and then they'd already caught them, but they still had this big lockdown of eight schools and told the schools they're in your school, just lying. And all day, then they had SWAT teams, and they've boosted the paramilitary police in Austin from dozens to hundreds, running around in military outfits, training us to be locked down and be slaves. So I watched that, and the children and the parents going, yeah, we were told they were in the school. We were told, and robots driving around in the schools, all part of brainwashing the children to go under martial law. Any excuse to do that. And then the next thing was about, how they take the brownies, the Girl Scouts, in and brainwash them about global warming and the climate. It's just everything's brainwashing. Everything is brainwashing. And I really blew up yesterday. And I've gotten better and better about not getting into a really negative, nasty mood. But, I mean, I felt nasty. I felt, when you just feel dirty. You feel vomitous. You feel just not even angry. It's more just sick. Because I can't believe what's happening to our beautiful republic. And I can't believe just how pervasive the propaganda is. And on the environmental front, there are thousands of horrible environmental things happening, being done by big industry and biotech and companies. And GMO foods and GMO crops killing the honeybees and everything else. None of that's being curtailed. That's being expanded. None of it's even being investigated or looked at. And this whole thing about carbon taxes, that is openly to be paid to the private foreign banks. They openly have announced what was in their documents decades ago. They're now openly pushing. It's all happening. Everything you do regulated and tracked and traced. What you exhale listed as a toxic waste. They're making you the enemy. The Club of Rome, the head of the CFR, says that. And then meanwhile, our government is totally, I mean, what did Congress do in 95, 96? They handed over their authority on trade laws to the World Trade Organization, foreign international body controlling that. They hand over our banking regulations to the International Bank of Settlements, the IMF, the World Bank. Congress, through trade deals, hands over its authority to foreign groups and foreign organizations. Our country is totally run by multinational corporations. And then the chief, there are several groups, the chief management group, talk about change, it is change. Even more open Israeli citizens coming in to run the White House. And then they say, we're going to pass bills to restrict free speech. We're going to pass bills to restrict the internet. We're going to pass bills where we shut down anything we want on the web, and we're going to come after your guns, and we're going to bring in a North American Union. I mean, I'm not going to take it. I am not going to be part of this. I am not going to go along with this. And I'm telling you right now, the American people aren't. But that's what the government wants to keep pushing and pushing. These corporate controllers want to push and push and push until the people revolt and resist. They're doing everything they can to make us mad, everything they can to drive us into rebellion. And they know the racists are hopping mad, too, over Obama. They're against him for the wrong reasons. So, I mean, this is the perfect storm, folks. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized a contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com. And try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
Look at your women crying. Look at your young men dying. They've always.
Yeah, I've got scores of mainstream news articles here in front of me. The New York Times goes on to say, in Colorado, would-be gun buyers, would-be, we have to be federally checked first, and you are registered, by the way, set a one-day record last Saturday with the largest number of background check requests in a 24-hour period, according to figures from the Colorado Bureau of Gun Confiscation, known as the Colorado Bureau of Investigation. We're not really sure who's promoting the concept that a change in federal administrators might affect firearm possession rights, said an agency spokesman, Lance Klim. But we do know that it's increased business considerably. Yeah, the normal 8-minute waits nationally are over 2.5 hours, as reported by the Associated Press. I called 3 gun shops yesterday. They said they're selling out. The ammo's gone. There are women, old people, black folks, white folks, you name it. They're just grabbing everything. That's the spirit. Get off your butts. Buy guns now. Hope for the best, prepare for the worst, ladies and gentlemen. And you see, I've analyzed the attack pattern of the criminal, illegitimate federal government that's nothing but a receivership arm for the foreign banks. And the attack pattern is classically the most vicious and deadly ever seen. It is a classic Stasi or NKVD early Russian Revolution mass roundup, mass starvation, mass extermination attack pattern. I'm not kidding. Now, the CIA in 47 when it was founded, this is now declassified even on History Channel, decided to support Mao. They publicly claimed they were supporting Chiang Kai-shek. Was it true? They then funded him and the IMF and World Bank, its precursor, the International Bank of Settlements, the OECD, funded them, and China implemented all of its policies and exterminated 85 million people. The Chinese government itself says they killed 85 million. The U.S. says 62 plus. The United States and the British banks, the Rothschild banks, openly funded the Bolshevik Revolution and the murder of 60 plus mil in Russia over 30 years. Now, they are setting up the exact same attack pattern here. But I do want to tell the SWAT teams and paramilitaries forces that are just swelling all around us, and the intelligence groups and all of you, the state police intelligence groups, all of you, the Blackwater people, all of you, this is not going to be like Iraq. This is not going to be as easy as sitting around machine-gunning a family up against a wall and laughing about it. This is not going to be as easy as you think it is. I'm going to stay in the United States. I come to grips with this every day, but I just resign myself to whatever happens, and I'm just going to tell it all like it is. And it's just, you know, I'm going to defend the Republic, and I'm not going to try to cover my butt, and I'm just going to tell it like it is. And I'm telling you, we have the most vicious, evil people running this country you can imagine. They have all these corporate whores that have sold out to them through cowardice and through greed and through arrogance. They're coming for your free speech openly. They're coming for your guns openly. And they're going to do it all through an economic depression where they say, oh, well, we've got to do all this because of riots and starving and wars. And they're going to start wars with Iran. They're going to start wars with Pakistan. They're going to start wars with Russia. God help us. Just God help us. Here's the kind of news I have in front of me. Dems target private retirement accounts. Now, this is out of the Carolina Journal. It's up on Infowars.com. CNBC also had a report yesterday going, well, yes, it's being looked at to go after retirement accounts and go after pension funds. And just like Argentina, or just like Iceland, just like anywhere else where they do it, they're calling it protecting them. The government is going to take them to protect them. They're talking about taking more out of your paycheck and making you invest it in the stock market. This carbon taxes they're putting in California, New York, Oregon, now they're about to do it federally, on everything from plastic bags to fuel to natural gas, everything, coal. You think the economy is shutting down now? What do you think is going to happen when China and India and Mexico and 160-plus other nations make zero emissions cuts, but we have to? Well, our industry will move there, and there's international studies showing we'll actually increase those emissions of, by the way, things that aren't even bad, like carbon dioxide. But the point is, if you're believing it's bad, fine, then let's have that argument. Let's say it's bad. How is exporting it to China and India, who are never going to adopt this and have said they never are? It's a tax on us that will further deindustrialize us, increase the emissions. But that's what the globalists want, to bring down the Western world, to bring down any middle class, to bring down any sovereign, independent group. So it's all over the news that they're coming after your pension funds. God help us. They're just going to rape us so bad. And there's all these poor, stupid, power-tripping cops, like it's just a sports team, like they're the Cowboys and the American people are the Seahawks or something, and you know, we're going to kick our butt. All these bubbas, hey, I wear combat gear, I'm tough, I ride a Harley, my wife's a topless dancer. You have no idea the water you're in. I do, and I'm completely, not even freaked out, I'm just completely awake, completely alive to the point it's hard to bear. I am white knuckle all the time. I am totally, my brain, I'm going a million miles an hour. Analysis so fast, so spot on, I can't even articulate it. I can see the full picture, and you know what? I keep hoping the full picture I saw over a decade ago wasn't accurate from all their documents and all their activities. I mean, folks, when they've been running secret camps for decades, they now admit they've been running secretly, civilian inmate labor camp, just Google it, you'll be on the Army's website, that they could keep a dozen huge camps secret with people in them, that they can go on the news and lie and say it's the law to take vaccines when it's not and line up thousands at sports stadiums and parks with police and riot gear with dogs barking, that image of them being shot up, people crying, saying, I don't want to take it, but it's the law, when there's no law. When they got 26,000 preachers, excuse me, in the last wave under the clergy response teams secretly, now it's declassified, that's why they're all, we got a bunch of videos up of preachers, you know, giving sermons saying, do whatever the government says, what's coming. Very bad things are coming, it's of the Lord. Go wherever they say, do whatever they want. Understand, they're really going to do it. They're really going to do it. They're really going to take all your pension funds and all your retirement. They really are going to take your house, your farm. And they're going to send your own family, those of you who live in the countryside, it's going to be units. It's going to be your own army, your own military. And they're going to come with American flags flying. And you know what? You're going to stand down. A lot of you, and give them your farm, your ranch. But if 1% don't, if 1% of this adult population doesn't lay down, that's 2 million people fighting back. A large portion of them that are going to fight back are going to be veterans who just don't care anymore, who are tired of all of it, who know they have nothing left to lose. And that, too, is part of the plan. The shadow government has prepared for decades to push us into a corner, to make us fight back, to make us wipe out their first waves, and then to bring in I-4 international mercenary forces. Oh, God. They want that. They want us to break down like Russia. They want us to go into civil war like China. They'll sit off at their international command centers offshore, orchestrating all of this, while all of us Americans destroy our country forever, fighting with each other. I want to hear from military, and I want to hear from police today. I want to hear from you. Go to the head of the line. The lines are full right now, but I'm going to go rapidly through the calls. I want to hear from you. Are you going to go along with this? 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. What are your family in the military saying? I know they're aware of it. It heartens me to know that they're breaking record gun sales everywhere. And it's been record gun sales for a year. But just breaking all the records. We become fat and decadent and evil, but there's still that core of liberty, that core of who our ancestors were. And I know that I'm not going to probably make it through this, and a lot of us aren't. But we're going to kick the New World Order's butt. We are going to win, and the enemy is going to set off nukes when we start beating them. They're going to nerve gas cities. They're going to do everything you can imagine, because they're going to do it. They're going to start the war, folks. And they're going to pull out every stop to try to reorganize things globally through emergencies. But in the end, sanity is going to prevail, and the New World Order is going to be arrested and put on trial, and they are going to fall. Their New World Order is going to fail because it has to fail. They're not giving us a choice. They are never going to stop pushing. They can't help it. It's the nature of control freaks throughout history, whether it was Hitler, Stalin, Mao, it doesn't matter. And they are going to lose. They are going to lose. The New World Order is going to lose. Just like the U.S. acting as an empire lost in Vietnam, just like Israel just got its butt kicked by Hezbollah, those men swore to fight to the death, fighting with light arms in a checkerboard fashion. The New World Order is going to stage terror attacks, everything else, but they're going to lose. And I would advise people in government, but I don't think you're going to back off, but I would advise people in government, back off. You know you're crooks. You know you're evil. You know you shipped the drugs in here. I know you want to rob us all. I know you want to dominate us. I know you've got that instinct to try to dominate everybody. But let me tell you, back off, New World Order. You're picking a fight you can't win with Russia, with the United States, with sovereign populations that aren't going to be slaves anymore. All right, I'm going to go to some people that disagree first. What is it, Chris in Tennessee and Kazakh disagree? Then I'll go to Sam, William, John, and others. Now, if you disagree, just have your comment question ready because I can't get stuck for 10 minutes on it and then not get to everybody. We've got to break this habit of not taking enough calls. Kazakh, let's go to Chris first. He disagrees first. Chris in Tennessee, go ahead.
Hey, I'll try to go really quickly. I've looked into this and have found that there's an elaborate psyop that I think that has everything to do with the chaos that they want to come through this future world war and to bring in the new system. And I think that the elites, even the so-called Jews, have a deep-rooted anger and hatred for the Old Testament-believing Jewish people. I know you know that, and the ringworm children and all that. But they say one thing and do another. It's like the American border Minutemen thing. And all the politicians say, you know, defend Israel, you know, nuke Iran. But our actions are totally opposite, and we fund their enemies to the teeth. And, you know, the AP is...
Totally no. The United States... Well, I agree. I don't know what we're disagreeing about.
I know. Let me get to the final thing. It's really, really thing. But I do think, and I know you agree on all this, that they have us brainwashed to think Bush is a Christian, and that's why America is obliged to join this coming deadly war, which even if he was a Christian, the Bible doesn't say to support Israel militarily, you know, it says to bless them. But anyway, that in itself is a propagated lie. But here it is. I think that this World War III is coming, is going to be blamed, just as Albert Pike said, on the Judeo-Christian religion so that they can blame everything, you know, just like the Holden Truth movement is saying, you know, they're putting it in our minds that religion is the enemy. You know, you've got to fight against religion.
Certainly the people in all these groups and the leaders in Israel are Illuminist, and that is their religion, and that's what the Rothschilds funded that new, Israeli Supreme Court with a giant all-seeing eye over it. And I agree, and I'm saying it's multinational evil, but I'm saying still it is outrageous. You know, I mean, if we had British, you know, intelligence operatives, I mean, don't you agree we shouldn't have Rahm Emanuel and Chertoff and Mukasey? And, of course, people are meant to see that. That's what I said, is that it's meant to create all this anger, and then that creates this this dialectic. Because then the globalists then also create the anti-Israel fervor and run those groups. And I said, that's why I'm not with those groups. But I'm stating what's happening, and I'm not denying that it's going on.
Yeah, I just think that like they were painting Bush to be a Christian, they're going to paint Barack Obama to be, you know, at all costs defending Israel, so they'll have a good reason to say, you know, this is why we've gone into war, this is all our problem, look what it's caused us, blah, 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 you know, because the new war is going to be...
Yes, it's very, very sophisticated. The New World Order is very, very sophisticated, and I appreciate your call. Now, I don't do any of this out of a hatred. I mean, you know, I criticize Barack Obama. And there's all these people on Infowars.com and PrisonPundit.com saying, oh, Alex, I have a psychology degree, and you have suppressed racism towards black people. You're just upset he's black. No, I don't care. And I almost want to come out and, you know, get past this whole guilt thing and attack the fact that so many black people think it's okay to be racist and hateful towards whites. And I'm sick of it. You know, I grew up in Dallas, and in every case, I had black people start fights with me, racially. But I don't dislike black folks because of that. And I know that all black folks aren't like that. In fact, a minority of them absolutely hate whitey. And I'm not going to be part of it. I'm not going to sink to that low. So it's upsetting to have to come out and criticize Barack Obama because I wish that I could embrace it. And I tried to earlier when he said he was anti-war and when he said he was anti-wiretap and Patriot Act. Now he went back on all that and showing he's going to be more hawkish than Bush. And so I'm freaked out. The same thing with Israel. I don't like criticizing Israel because I don't want to be associated with the backstabbing, hateful, none of them can even get along with each other, anti-Israel, anti-Jewish movement that's huge out there and gotten bigger under all this Israel flaunting its infiltration of the U.S. government. And all governments try that. Israel's been very successful. So see, you know, this is philosophical and it's not complex, but for the public it seems to be. I don't hate Jews. I don't hate Israel. I know Israel's very diverse. I know Jews are very diverse. I know there's really three or four different types of, quote, Zionism. I understand all of that. There are more Gentile Zionists than there are Jewish Zionists. And so I hate even getting into this subject because it only adds into the balkanization and the fighting. And I don't want to be associated with the people that all they talk about is Israel and all they do is drip with hatred of Jews and then they make up so much stuff. You know, I go and research what these people say over the years and so much of the time it's made up or exaggerated. I mean, an example is I am not Jewish. My family is not Jewish. I'm also not a Vatican assassin. I'm not any of these things. It wouldn't be bad if I was. And those people say, no, you are, and that's it. And so, see, I don't take them seriously either. But at the same time, we have to get past this taboo of not criticizing Israel. I mean, Israel, Knesset brags, Ariel Sharon bragged that we control America. Now, whether that's true or not, that is arrogant, and I'm a nationalistic person.
Question: is the world getting better or vastly worse? Worse.
A world economic collapse could come any day.
Question: are you prepared or are you ignoring the signs?
Question:
do you have 7 years of healthy food for your family? Answer. Go to survivalistseeds.com now. 12,000 seeds giving you 5,000 pounds of food for just 4 pennies a pound.
Without a long-term food solution, your choices are limited.
Visit survivalistseeds.com and check out our doomsday water filter system.
Without water, you die.
It's all online at survivalistseeds.com.
Are you prepared?
That's survivalistseeds.com. Go to survivalistseeds.com. Do it now. Or become
property of the New World Order.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person Deluxe Kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
The point I'm making is that Rahm Emanuel and all these people openly are the kings of anti-gun, openly say they want our guns, openly say they want to restrict free speech in the United States. And it's very insulting that they're not even really U.S. citizens. And they're openly Mossad, Israeli army, here running the White House. And I'm against Schwarzenegger. I don't want him to be part of the cabinet. I'm not against Austrians. I am against, I mean, it's like Obama can't even, you know, prove that he's really, and they won't release that birth certificate. But the point is still, 20, 30 years ago, if your family hadn't been here a couple generations, you couldn't be in the CIA or the FBI. Because it's about, you know, other countries, you don't go to Israel, you don't go to Germany And if you hadn't lived there for generation after generation, you don't become their president. Take Sarkozy. He's not even from France. See, this is globalization. They're getting us used to having leaders that aren't from our countries. And I'm sick of it. Kazakh in Jamaica, you're on the air.
Yeah, Alex. The main issue I want to deal with today is that last week you misrepresented me.
No, I said, are white men the devil? And you said, yes, they are.
Listen, that's not what I'm talking about. Can I finish?
No. You can't finish. I didn't misrepresent what you were talking about. Are white people the devil?
Yes, I said that last week. So that's not what I'm talking about.
Why do you even want to call in? Why do you even want to call in and talk to a devil?
What?
Why do you even want to call in and talk to a devil?
That's why I'm calling. On your father's side, you're Indian. That's why I'm calling.
Now look, I'm so sick of racial. Put him on hold. I'm tired of it. I don't dislike black people. I don't dislike Jews. I don't dislike Chinese. I don't dislike Mexicans. But I happen to know that there are 35 million illegal aliens in this country, and the majority of those illegal aliens, openly on their Mexican radio, say that white people are evil and they're going to take over the Southwest and kick the gringo pilgrims out. Okay? And so I'm allowed to say I'm sick of their racism and I'm sick of yours. I'm not bad because I'm white. And I'm tired of it. I'm tired of every other group saying Israel does it too. Everybody hates us, so we're God and everybody else is the devil. And then the black Israelites, no, we're the God race and everybody else is the devil. I'm sick of it. I'm sick and tired of it. All this multiculturalism is about looking at our differences and hating each other. It's about making it an issue. When I just want to live in peace with people. Look, I'm going to give you I'm not going to censor you. You've got 2 minutes. I'm not going to talk to you, though. I'm just going to put you on air because, you know, I'm a white devil. You better not talk to me. Go ahead.
All right, beautiful. Like I said, you misrepresented me last week when you said that tribalism is attractive. Suggesting that I'm into this because of tribalism. First of all, when I watched Hebrew So-Called Negro, which was the documentary that woke me up to the truth, and before that, by the way, I was an atheist, but I was learning so much about history and facts, and about the Egyptians were black, and so the Jews had to be black, and Jesus, the original paintings were black, I was starting, certain things are dawning on me, but when I watched Hebrew So-Called Negro, all it did for me was teach me that I was a Jew. Okay? It didn't say black white people were the devil. It didn't say I didn't know anything about the laws of Moses, et cetera, okay? That's the main point that I want to make, okay? And matter of fact, I sent you emails, okay, from me, my name, Kazakh, to you that shows you my opinions before I came into the truth about these social issues, okay? And then the second email I sent you has videos to prove to you without a shadow of a doubt what's going on in this world. And what those videos pertain to is this. Psalms 83:2. For lo, thine enemies make a tumult, and they that hate thee have lifted up the head. They have taken crafty counsel against thy people, and consulted against thy hidden ones. They have said, come, and let us cut them off from being a nation, that the name of Israel may be no more in remembrance.
Okay, you've had your time. What are you going to do about the gun confiscation? What are you going to do about the New World Order? What are you going to do about them poisoning your water? Nothing. You're just going to say you're a God creature.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.